Ah, this is really.
Why this guy in love?
Big man, walk on my chin.
God, let him hear you. Let him hear you, guy. All this, I know be shield. Keep it as shield. All these bedroom vibes.
Look at this brother. Look at this brother. Look at this brother. Sorry. My guy, sorry. If your voice is deep, your voice is. It's just gonna sound sorry. Beautiful. Sorry. It's gonna sound lovely. I open my mouth. Everybody just wants to listen. Like, oh, what's this guy got to say? Wow.
Shut up.
It's not my fault, though. It's not my fault.
Okay. When that my guy said, guy, I don't know why Oli started Sonic. Guy, so I fell off my bed. God. So true.
Look, man.
This guy ran into a brick wall today like twice or three times. See, guy, Daniel J. Oh.
Let me tell you. Let me just start with the lineup here. Obviously, the hair is in post because we don't have any fucking choice.
Yeah.
Right back to left back, we've got Wan-Bissaka, Lindelof, Maguire, and Shaw. Two problems for me. Number one being Lindelof. Lindelof is a fucking fool left to me. Because I'm sorry, if you ever listen to this, Lindelof, my brother, go and
improve. Oh God, guy, land.
Because look, Lindelof has his defensive errors for me, they're just way too much. Like, you cannot even ignore. And you see, why I'm saying this again, in the first half, on God, that was a clear pen. I'm not even going to be like...
Which one? Which one?
When he dropped Azpilicueta to the floor, this nigga was choke-holding him like it's Khabib versus Gaethje. The guy, it was Lindelof. It was Lindelof.
No.
It was Lindelof. Oh, my God. It was Lindelof.
God, you know what that much to your glasses. Allah.
I'm not seeing well. It's what you're trying
to
see.
I swear to God, it's Maguire. Can you stop?
Let me open it. Let me find it.
I just warned you. Oh, this boy.
I am going to check.
Better check with something else. Better use another device.
Look at this madman. I'm using another device. Don't fear.
Get the copyright here.
Because I know what I... Here it is. Let them go for the zoom in. Okay, fair enough.
I thought these guys from today, I beg they use your glasses because we can't afford.
Okay. It's okay. It was Maguire. Okay, I mean, big error there. Clear fucking pen. I can't even deny because I'm a United fan. Like, that was a clear pen. I'm not even joking. Well, you see, Luke Shaw is my big problem. We have Telles. Why are we still starting Luke
For
Shaw?
Real, bro.
Oh, my God.
For real.
Luke Shaw, for me, like, I do not believe in Luke Shaw anymore. I feel like he has eaten too much McDonald's.
Hey, McDonald's!
He end up in McDonald's. It's like he ended up there one too many
I've been
time.
Calling him a burger and, for a you long know, time. Niggas need to wake
to
up
be honest, I think Luke Shaw has lost his touch. You know, once he... Once you get past Luke Shaw, like
that's it, bro. I saw this guy try.
He's just going to drug you to the ground.
Like when you're lining up in primary school, where they still hold your shoulder. This guy literally put both hands on my guy's shoulder.
Hold your shoulder. Because he doesn't have the pace to recover. Wan-Bissaka is brilliant. Oh my God.
He's James. He's asking some Adama Traore. Nah.
He does
nah,
not.
Nah.
Luke Shaw is done for. Luke Shaw is done for, so like, why we're still starting Luke Shaw, I do not know. I need Telles on that left on back, G. like, as soon as fucking possible. And Luke Shaw can be back up. I'd even, left me, I swear to God, I would rather play Brandon Williams at left back.
Me, I just prefer a left-footed player to play left back. That's my own. You know, like I was telling you, bro, Luke Shaw played left center back, you see, against PSG. The guy you can't
put
him there.
You did mention that. And I saw it work.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
That worked. That worked beautifully. That worked beautifully. No lies. So obviously, onto CDMs. We're playing McTominay and Fred. That's cool. You know, I'm happy Pogba, because Pogba hasn't given me a reason to say, oh, this guy deserves to start. I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, I love Pogba, and, you know, I do not take any Pogba slander lightly, but realistically, this season, you know, I don't think Pogba has given me any reason.
How many balls did he play for you last season, sir?
Exactly. But then one thing, I understand the need to start with Tomine and Fred, but I will not lie, I do not like the fact that my brother Van de Beek is not getting any play time.
Don't worry, me, when I go, this is your take on the first team. When I go on my own take, I will explain Van de Beek level. I have to explain it to other guys today already.
Like Van de Beek, him not starting is not a problem. But look, we've seen Van de Beek off the bench is a game player.
Oh God.
Why didn't he come off the bench? Let's leave that whole matter. Then we're moving to, you know, the open midfield. We're having Mata, Fernandez, and that bastard.
God, Daniel James. Daniel actually a bastard. Daniel James.
Oh, shit.
Look at these vicious Man U fans, man.
Damn. RIP to that brother. DJ. Sorry about that. But you're a bastard. Bro, look. All my life, as I've played football, I've played either as a left back or a right back.
I remember.
But I swear to God, I will do a better job at left fucking midfield than what Daniel James is doing. It's not to push ball and run. It's not push ball and inshallah. Like, what the fuck are you doing, brother? Daniel James pisses me off.
What do I think of? But I think I've heard that before. Why does it sound so fresh? Oh my God.
See, no lies, Daniel James pisses me off. Yes, you have pace. Okay, you can run. And then what? What can you do with the ball? You're touching ball. Like, as soon as this guy touches the ball, I'm like, okay, yeah, they're going to collect it.
For real. No games. For real.
Because this nigga, like, left me. Fair. Maybe he has vision. I do not know. Maybe he has eventually in future is going to blow. I do not foresee that happening. But if it's going to happen, they need to send this guy on loan to like one championship team, one stupid team like this, that he's guaranteed getting full 90 minutes. Let him go and build himself, because he is not a United
for
player.
Real, bro.
I would play anybody from Caps. See, Hamu is fucking balling. That
this guy said Hamu, I'm dead.
See.
That guy could play.
I would even put Obodu
in that position. Stupid, I don't play now. Now you don't cross the line. Now you don't.
But no. On a real, Daniel James needs to get the fuck out of that position. Absolutely. Like, they can use him for something else. Well, not in Europa League. I've said they could use him for that, but I don't know what they're going to use that brother for. We have Greenwood. Left to me, Greenwood should start.
No, you know, based on his off-the-field vibes now.
Is he not still better than fucking putting
Daniel? I feel you, Sha. Guy, Daniel, please carry and just go and run into a wall. Wallahi,
that's it. James does, that is it.
The guy will keep people there. There's no just point. Run inside.
There really is no point. Mata, I like Mata. And I like Fernandez. Mata is, I don't even understand how that nigga can still play football, but like, he's beautiful. So, you know, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. And then Rashford. Why I love Rashford is that Rashford steps up when he has to.
For real though.
We cannot even deny Rashford. Rashford is a beautiful guy. Rashford, sorry. Let me put some respect on my brother's name. Marcus Rashford, MB.
Bro, member of the British
Member
Empire,
of the fucking dog. British Empire. Are you mad? Look, Marcus Rashford, that's a beautiful guy. Very, very unlucky because they have that stupid, this fucking Mendy. I don't even know what to call that nigga, but bro, that nigga, they jump.
Guy, where did he find this guy from? What bush? What? Guy! Nah.
Because you see that Rashford shot, I swear to God, I was already celebrating when he shot it because I knew there was no way that nigga was going to catch it.
Once Rashford played it, it's one of them kind of shots where I already know that it's going to enter type thing. So I'm already like gassed. Next thing I see, your guy stretched. This guy was horizontal on the air. Like if you go and watch the highlight, but pause it. The guy was horizontal, like his whole body was horizontal, man. What the hell? Nah.
Bro, that thing pissed me off. I'm not even
that actually it's not even like
because I didn't see that happening. I don't know how it happened.
Because you have no business doing that. No. If you had let that boy enter, nobody will say, oh, you had a bad game. Nobody will say that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so why you want to go jam your head for a post for? Fuck me. Oh, nah, man. I'm pissed.
So, yeah, big ups to Chelsea for signing him.
Okay, on God.
That's a very, very big step. I was wishing Kepa was in post.
God.
Well, we for wipe these niggas. Oh, we for floor them. Like, are you okay? Oh, God. We for floor these niggas. Even the Mata shot that he stopped.
Yeah, man.
Bro, Kepa would not stop that.
Okay, Rashford two shots, then the Mata one. Obviously, Bruno had his own shot. But, guy, have you finished with your own 11 now? Let me enter these boys quickly. Let's run through this. Then we'll do the
rating. I mean, I'm okay.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm not gonna go into Chelsea squad because I don't care about that.
De Gea. First, De Gea, he did what he had to do, to be fair. Like every shot that came, De Gea, to be fair, but I never thought we were gonna concede throughout that game. The way we started that game, I was so happy. Bro, we started with the front, like the pressing was like what Chelsea did to us last season, FA Cup semifinal. The pressing was live. The pressing was live. I loved it, bro, at the beginning. But then you could see that we started to get tired. So, yeah, De Gea, he blocked every shot that came. To be honest, he didn't have much to do, but he was agile enough every time he was called upon. So, De Gea, he had a lovely game. When you go to, what's his name? Wan-Bissaka. This guy's leg is on a league of his own. On God. I've never seen a defender use their leg like Wan-Bissaka in my life. Guy, almost every single ball that came through the defense, but that Wan-Bissaka was remotely close to, this guy's leg would just come out. I'm like, what? Okay, even when Wan-Bissaka was attacking, you know those kind of things where you attack, then the defender wants to block you. This guy will still use tackle to get the ball again. I'm like,
No.
Wan-Bissaka has greatly
improved. I'm
so happy, bro.
He's a big ball.
Because we're always sure of his defensive side. But moving forward, you can tell that he's improving, man. Like, his touches on the ball and whatnot. He's not as clumsy as he used to be, man. And I'm so happy. And I know he can only get better. So, one mistake,
big step game up,
by far. Maguire, as it is good for his confidence. Like, we can see how the guy was, like, in the game against, even when he played for England, when he got the red card, this guy was walking as if he was going to go attack somebody else in Greece, guy. This guy was, I swear, the guy didn't want to be in that place, man. But, yeah, he had a good game. He was solid, to be honest. Like, you can say it was a little bit shaky, but which is normal, to be honest. If you are going through such a torrid period, some of your periods in the game will definitely be shaky. So for me, Maguire, he was solid enough. Lindelof was the defender I was most happy with, apart from Wan-Bissaka, because Lindelof, we know how bad he can be. And for today, stepping up to the plate today, like, he was first to every ball. He was quick. He was winning his headers. He was aggressive. I could see it, bro. Like, I watched the full thing. Like, nah, I was so happy with Lindelof. Mm. So he was solid.
Sorry. You're saying you're happy with Maguire. No, Maguire that wanted to choke somebody out.
And guy, that was the only time, man, to be fair. Like, to be fair, that was the only, like, that's why I told you, it wasn't perfect. Which you see, when we do the match ratings, you see now, Maguire wasn't perfect, to be honest. But Lindelof, I think, had one of his best games in a while, like in a proper
facts.
Never thought that we're going to concede, for real. The only time that I remember a ball like getting in between him and Maguire was that time when Chilwell gave it to Kai Havertz. Then Havertz now played a through ball to Werner, but Werner couldn't get it. If you remember, it was like in the first, it was sometime in the first half like this, and it was just sometimes first half, and I was like, it's calm. Like, at the end of the day, at least Timo did not get the ball, so we're calm. Next, he looks sure. Guy, I told you guys, man, and like, when you were speaking about Shaw, I added my own Shaw opinion already. Guy's a burger, man. That's it. Like, he's no long talk. Honestly, his best position is left center back. That's how I'll keep that. Left center back is his best position, where he doesn't have to run into the other box. He can just stay at the back, and that his pace is enough for a center back. So that one's good enough. They will move forward. Fred and McTominay, my boys, my soldiers. My boys, bro, I'll carry those boys to war any day, time. Fred is out here trying to play for his jersey. Fred is not leaving that jersey for no Pogba to just come and collect, guy. And McTominay, habar Allah. Can I get landlord? I can say landlord. Guy, McTominay, see, when he goes for a tackle, bro, ask Pulisic now. Pulisic thinks he's in Pennsylvania and US. All this soft, small co-ed football. Bruv. Guy, no, McTominay, he's authority, bruv.
Look, yeah, let me I'm just so give. I know, yeah. I know it's not my turn, yeah, again, no, but talk, sorry. Talk. I have to give big shout out to McTominay and Fred. I feel like, you know, these people play with so much passion, not just passion for football, but like passion for the team.
Exactly.
You get, no, there's big ups to them.
You can see, they can tell that, look at this Pogba, he's more talented than us, but he's here playing game.
But it's too
for this team, and I'm so happy that Ollie is giving them what they deserve. Game time. They 100% deserve it. Those two boys. I'll keep on playing them. Yeah. Remember last season, guys, they were the ones giving us, man, until Pogba came back. It was McTominay and Fred, and we're so happy with them last season. When McTominay scored, he had scored against Brighton. McTominay, he had scored against Norwich. He had scored against Arsenal. He was going so great last season until that his injury. So, McTominay, I'm still happy with him, man. In the big games, the boy looks to come and do that defensive shift absolutely well. So, him and Fred, amazing. We move forward. Bruno. You might as well just give this guy a cape. Wallahi. Because this guy is probably he's just a superhero. On guard. Like, say, come what may. See, that's why I'm so happy, yeah? If Pogba wants to go and jump inside Lagoon, I don't care. Made the guy go Hulk Transformer, I don't care. With Bruno Fernandes, bro, man, you go there, all right. We will sell that Pogba boy in the summer and we'll use money and buy somebody else. Because, guys, I watched that game. Obviously, you know, I'm on my coaching vibes. I've got my badges and whatnot. I can tell that even Bruno looks at Pogba and be like, see, I'm not going to waste my time on you, man. You, if you want play, let's play. If you want the mess up guy, I ain't got time for that. Like, you can tell, sometimes the easier pass is Pogba, but Bruno goes for a more difficult pass or a different pass. And definitely, it happened times without number in that game. So that tells me already that Bruno already knows that he is the one controlling this ship. And this Pogba guy, if you like, if you want to wake up today, play. If you don't want to wake up, I'm on OP, Maxos and Pastor Fred, they on us. Nothing day.
They're so on, that's that. My guy.
So, bro, Bruno, 100%. Mata, obviously, this guy is going on 31 now or something, right? And this guy, his touch, bro, he's brilliant.
Still brilliant.
Bro, that first half was basically 1-2 between Mata and Fernandes.
Yeah, oh, God.
The technical ability of Mata, bro, you cannot... Guy, when that game started, yeah, even if you watch the highlights on NBC Sports, before they... Like, you know when you're watching highlights and they change to, like, another segment of highlights, before they change, for the first 1 minute, something seconds, you see where Mata controls the ball. Definitely, yeah. And Kante almost falls on the ground, man. Kante could not believe it. But then Mata's next pass to Daniel James, that Sonic has already gone. That one's already running. You have not even received ball, you're already running. The car's already running already. See. So we lost the ball and Kante collected it. That happens in like the first 40 seconds in the game. You see it. Mata controlled the ball so deftly. I was like, this boy. So yeah, Mata had an amazing game, to be fair. First half, everything Mata did was good enough. Like, it was good enough. Our problems were not his fault. We just couldn't control, like, we just couldn't press Chelsea enough. And obviously, we know that's somewhere Mata is lacking. If he was playing in the middle, we don't have to worry about that too much. But obviously, because he's out on the wing, you can see it more clearly that, you know, no pace and whatnot. But yeah, he tried amazingly well. And I loved Mata's game before he came off. You can tell he was so disappointed when they subbed him off, man. Like, the guy was shaking his head, man. But yeah, no Primata, you'll be straight, man. My boy. The next thing you go, obviously, man like Sonic, oh my God. Like, guy, Daniel James, man. Guy, might as well just call this guy James, man. That Daniel, just let boys just forget that.
I don't forget you guys are like namesakes and fucking
James. Daniel, don't behave like this, guy. This guy,
that's your namesake, bro.
Running into
that is your namesake,
guy.
My brother.
Nah, man, this guy's name is James. They mad guy. This guy, every time the first half, yeah, there was a point where he tried to get in between Aspilicueta and Kante, I think. I think it was James and Conte, sorry. And I'm like, what's this boy trying? Like, for real? It's those kind of things where only players like them, Ronaldo or Messi, or like Mbappe, who have the F1 tree. My guy just wanted to enter. I'm like, look at this boy. Okay, no problem. They collected the ball. Second half, you have there was this time where the guy was just running. Then he just literally ran into them. This guy just ran into the defenders. Obviously, Kante clears him off, but that was because he already overran the ball. So the ball already left him. So Kante just cleared himself. Like, and no one said anything. No penalty shot, nothing. Because both teams could just tell. You know when you have that guy in your team where you are like, one of one, yeah, just do it again. Yeah. Okay, Ghana, that kind of thing. So they just Rashford said, I'm sure Rashford don't tire for the boy said, but Rashford just tries
to just to allow it, that man. Kind of thing.
But yeah, Daniel James, hopefully he definitely gets, like, there's no other direction than up for Daniel James. Like, he can't get worse than this. This guy's terrible. It will right shock now. You. So I know that hopefully he can just get back to that his like Liverpool form. Last season when we played Liverpool and we did 1-1. Where he was amazing with that counter-attacking run and the nice cross to Rashford. Mm. Last season, he had some very, very good partnership vibes with Rashford, man. Against Norwich, amazing cross. Against Liverpool, and much more. So, yeah, on Daniel James, Omar, as basic as you can imagine. Then Rashi, man like MB, man like doctorate without even going to uni. Man like Marcus Rashford, allergy. That guy did his thing, man, bro. He didn't have too many touches, which you can expect because obviously the team is not geared up for us to hold the ball so much that we can always give our striker. Nah, we had to really try and soak up the pressure of first half, and we did that well enough. And then when Rashford had the chance, I think his first chance to really run at them came in like the 23rd minute, and he got the ball, controlled it well, turned, and he went. And he made the pass. He wanted to give it to Wan-Bissaka, but what's his name? Chilwell, he got his leg in front, and we had our first corner. So he was so positive from the first, like, from his for first impact with the ball, my guy was positive. And I love that. And Wan-Bissaka, I think him and Wan-Bissaka are starting to form, like, a partnership. And I love it. No pee. So, yeah, guy, almost that's that for the United team, man, bro. And obviously, for the subs, Cavani came and, guy, Cavani showed what it means to be a striker. Guy, his first touch, that flick that almost went in. Then the second chance.
Bro, Silva.
That Silva blocked.
That's...
The second chance was the silver block. The first one was one that just hit the side netting with his flick. When he just came
on. Yeah.
Yeah, now don't you remember, guy, Cavani.
Bro, I thought that thing was going.
Guy, to face Thiago Silva every day. So I know that Cavani is going to score goals. I'm not even worried. Cavani.
You see Cavani's first, that Cavani's touch bar.
Yeah.
Is better than the whole of Daniel James's career. I'm sorry. But go on.
Guy, niggas need to reduce with Daniel James, man. Guy, bro,
that nigga can get out of my team. That nigga can get out of my team, bro.
One of my bros, Kashif said, what did Kashif say about? Wait, Kashif said something about Luke Shaw, God of Mercy, you, whatever. I posted it on my Snapchat, anyhow. Guys, no worries. For the snap, Damidele, Damidele, 99. You always have my halftime and full time reactions. I had to watch your details for them to have, just in case.
It's dictator_swish. Okay. Don't ask me. Everybody's going to be stupid and ask me why was me not that rubbish. This is a very, very old account. It's like since 2012. So please.
I know that. Also,
it's not. Sign petition.
I can say I know. That one I know. So don't worry about it. And don't worry, questions. Hopefully, if you are more consistent on the P and whatnot, then people get to know you. Then maybe that time you could worry the questions. But for now, I'm sure. Don't worry about it. Hopefully, they don't go bomb. Nobody go bombard you like that for now. But yeah, bro. So at least we finished with those ones. Pogba came up and tried. He came on and he showed his talent for sure. You can tell the difference in like Pogba. And you know the thing, yeah. Pogba and Fernandes playing with McTominay and this guy behind Fred. Guy, that's crazy. I never thought you could fit all of them in. But because
same. I thought you'd have to choose.
Exactly. But because we took out Mata and James, so we took out both wings. And next thing now, you have, what's his name? You have
Rashford on the left.
Your boy on the right.
Greenwood on the right.
Greenwood came on the right. Then you have Rashford. Rashford on the left, Cavani in the middle, then Greenwood on the right. Then you now have Bruno in the middle.
Yeah.
And Pogba. Wait, where Pogba was? There was a time Pogba. Wait, wasn't Pogba and Bruno in? And we also still had McTominay and Fred.
Yeah, when Pogba went out for
came on for
this
who?
Guy for Mata, Yeah, came on for Mata.
Okay.
The same time, Cavani came on for James.
James, exactly. So yeah, I loved it, man. Like Pogba felt free. So if we can work it, out that way for Pogba and Bruno to be on the pitch with those boys behind them, guy, I'm absolutely calm. I swear down.
Nice.
I am calm with that. So yeah, Pogba tried with his cameo, man, and he showed his talent for sure. And who was the last sub again? Greenwood. Yeah, Greenwood tried it because it was Greenwood's cross that Cavani almost used to score. So
we're going
to
almost hit that.
He tried, Jessica. For what he could do, he came on and he tried. So that on that. Now let's just do the player ratings, bro. What are you telling me? They're here.
Out of a 10.
Yep.
I'm gonna give Danny. I'm gonna give Danny a 9 because you know it's not to be a top team or anything. I'll give him that 9. They did not score, even though he did not do anything.
Exactly.
But at the same time, I always expect this guy. What's his name? I always expect him to fuck up.
Yeah.
But he didn't fuck up, so that's yeah. So he can hold it.
Imagine the hair career has turned to where niggas are saying they expect him to fuck up.
That's guy. Just the truth. But he didn't fuck up, so I'll give it to him.
Guy, I know, man. Is that crazy, though? But guy, that's football life. Anyhow, okay, me, I'll give him a... God, because you gave him 9. If I say 7, I don't want him to be...
No, he should be. It's just that I expected rubbish.
Let me say 7.5.
And he did not give me rubbish.
I'll give him 7.5 because he did everything he had to do. He wasn't tested too much. So I would say he did some crazy ass saves that made me give him 9. So let me give him 7.5. All right.
Mm.
So let's go. Wan-Bissaka, what are you telling me?
I'm giving Wan-Bissaka an 8.
Jesus. Okay.
Again, Daniga is solid.
I hear you. He is solid.
He doesn't let the ball go. Even when he makes forward runs, he runs back. Luke Shaw cannot run back. Daniga is just that's like, okay. So I have to give him an 8.
I feel you. You see, Wan-Bissaka, I'm looking for a reason not to give him 10 or 9. I'm actually thinking right now. Like, why did he really fuck up? Let me just say, okay, maybe 9 or 8. Oh, God, everything I remember seeing of Wan-Bissaka guy was just amazing. I can't lie. His crosses are better. Even like the ones on the ground, then obviously we know he can get better with the ones on the air. But at least the ones on the ground, he's still good with them. So, like, and defensively, we can't even talk about that. I beg that one is done. I'll give him 8.5. I want to give him 9, man. I can't lie, but I don't want to be too far from you. So let's say 8.5. No pity. Let's go. Lindelof.
Massive step up, you know.
Massive.
Another person I was expecting rubbish from, but, you know, he came through. I'm giving Lindelof 2 and 8.
Eh?
Yeah.
What did you say? 2 and 8?
8. 8. Okay. 8. 8. Like, that's why I'm giving him 8 as well, my nigga.
Okay, 2. Okay. I feel you. Yeah, I'm like, wait.
I think it's math.
Which one?
My nigga think it's mathematics.
I like
man that. Thinks it's a billion. I'm teaching him mathematics.
I think you just get ready. I know people. 8, yeah? Yep, I agree. Solid 8 for me too. Solid 8. Maguire,
I'm going to have to drop down to... Let me just say 7 for Maguire.
Yeah.
Why I'm giving Maguire 7 is because of that. This nigga puts as Filipotia really? In a headlock as per... Fuck, let me choke you, nigga. Like, bro, it's not that aggressive.
We got lucky
with that decision.
Oh God.
We got very lucky with that decision because that was a clear pen. And if they should have given them that pen, I'm giving him a 5 because he cost us the game.
We'll probably but, have lost you know, that game.
My real. Brother was lucky.
For real, we'll probably have so lost that game. He can
he can hold that 7.
Yep, I agree too. 7. I agree 7. Look sure.
Luke Shaw, man like Luke. Cannot see. I'm giving Luke Shaw a 5.
Guy, we are thinking alike. I like that. We are really thinking alike. I mean,
if you want to ask me why I'm giving
guys,
Luke Shaw
let's explain
a
5. That 5, yes, because he actually tried. Like, to be honest, he tried. So, he tried to reach 5. You see? He tried to reach 5. On God. Like, he did something. I saw him move forward with the ball. I mean, to be honest, he's a freaking player that is getting paid thousands. That's the least he should do. Yeah, 5, true. Man. I'm not even finishing buying 5. You take his 5 and
I'm better. I'm a way better left back.
guys, let's allow Luke Shaw, guys. All right, let's move on. Fred.
Oh, tough. Continuing. Fred showed passion. I'm have to go for 8.
Fred. Real, man, it's tough not to give Fred like 8 or 7. It's tough not to give him 8 or 7.
That boy was very, very impressive.
Yeah, 8. Nah, 8. Yeah.
He made really, really good. What's the word? What you call it? Well, interceptions. Yeah, he made really good interceptions. He was good on and off the ball.
On guard.
So, I'm giving that brother a strong 8.
Yup, McTominay.
McTominay is going to have to be. McTominay, although he showed, you know, great game and everything, I think I'm going to give McTominay a 7.
I agree.
There are some balls that he just lost. And
100%. That brother, first half, he tried a stupid pass twice and he missed it twice.
And it did not work. It's okay.
I'm like, guy, this is not the way we are going to start this game now. Come on. Uh-huh. But yeah. Just for that, let's give him a 7. We both agree on 7. Yep.
Life.
Then let's go Fernandez.
How have you jumped to
Fred and McConaughey, then Fernandez now in front of them?
Okay, true. Okay. Yep. Fernandez did okay.
Yeah.
He didn't really have any mind blowing game, you know.
For real.
At this point in time, to be honest, I expect a lot from Fernandez. Standard is way high, right? Yeah. You know, I expect he's one of the highest rated players on FIFA on our team, isn't he?
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah, he has to be.
So, I expect quite a lot from him. I expect him to score and assist more often. So, I just say a 6. He had an alright game.
Guys, we are not going to give. We are not going to give Fernandez lower than McTominay. I got it. We are not going to see. I'm not going to give Fernandez lower than McTominay. Because Fernandez is more than just the football. Bro, this guy is out here coaching the team on the pitch, basically.
True.
So consider that.
Okay, bop it.
Yeah, bro.
That consideration was only on what he played. But yeah, you're right. So I'll put him bop into 7.5.
All right, 7.5. Yeah. For his high standards. Today he gave us a 7.5.
Everything that he's done, 7.5.
Yep. He gave us a 7.5. Agreed. Let's move. Mata,
like I said, I'm not going to lie, Mata surprises me. I don't know how Mata is still such a strong player.
I feel you.
Like, considering age, considering everything.
I feel you.
Mata is what I would I think I would expect him to play like Luke Shaw. But no, this guy is still going in. So, a very, 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 very strong 7.
Strong 7, I agree.
I would have given him more because I don't think he should have even been subbed off. To be honest.
But maybe only very strong that 7. I was getting a bit tired, man.
Yeah. But yeah, very, very, very strong 7.
Champions League. Because, you know, we have Leipzig next.
And we'll beat them all.
Please, calm down, man. I don't want to fight my tongue, man.
We beat them all.
Calm down for that one. That one, I won't be able to watch it. I'll be at work for sure. So, you, man, better do the thing, fam. I'm expecting you to do the thing. Anyhow, so, we agree on Mata. Dan James, what are you telling me?
Zero. You know, it's Daniel James be like. He's like, you know, when you carry ice and you just slide it across a smooth surface. That's what he's doing. He's just running.
Okay, the painful part is I agree.
That brother, I say zero.
Actually,
I can't even give him 1. If I give him 1, he's lucky.
I can't lie, but you know when you see N/A? It does not apply.
Not applicable. Yeah, it does not. It's not applicable.
Oh, God. Today's game from Daniel James, honestly. Let me try and look for a positive.
There is no positive. How left me out of removed that guy.
Okay. At halftime, he gave Bruno a pass.
So you want to use that one pass to reconsider?
He gave Bruno a pass. So I'll agree for that one. I hear that. He
gave my brother did not bust my head though.
So let me just give Daniel James 4. Let me just give him 4. Here's what I'm saying. At least he played ball, guy. He wasn't absent.
Okay, true. Based on that, I'll give him a 0.5. He can manage it.
I can't argue with that too. No P. Okay, then our knight, soon to be knight. He's just small now, guy. Colessa. Guys, Sir Bobby Charlton, Sir Alex Ferguson, Sir Marcus Rashford incoming.
It sounds well, self. It sounds well.
Guy. So what are you telling me, Rashi?
Rashford, like I said, he steps up. You know, in the absence of Martial, Rashford has stepped up. My brother.
Okay. So, on Marcus Rashford, what's your rating?
Yes, so, you know, like I was saying, I feel like Marcus Rashford, MBE, that nigga steps up. Like, he steps up. So, I mean, you quite unlucky, you know, that with that shot that stupid guy.
Bro, saved. Rashford scored that exact shot when we beat Chelsea 2-0 in 2017. 16-17 season, bro. Those guys, they beat us 4-0, first leg. That Conte season now, 4-0. That time that they scored us after like 40 seconds, when Pedro scored us. Then the second leg, we now beat them 2-0. Herrera and Rashford. Rashford scored Courtois exactly from that same angle, guy. Then this Mendy that is definitely shorter than Courtois. Every time I think of this Mendy guy, I want to just break something.
Well, yeah, so I mean, very good game from Rashford. So I'd say probably a strong 7.
Yeah, let me see. Yeah, he didn't do too much. He did what he had to do with what he had. Like at the end of the
day. Yeah.
Seven point five tops. Yeah, bro, that was a solid one right now. That was a solid one, guys. And obviously. Guys, this was Swish. This was the boy. And I hope you guys enjoyed this one. He is one. He's the first of hopefully many. And hopefully, obviously, becomes a regular. And you guys get to know him more and whatnot. And definitely.
We'll see. You already know the thing that...
Bellotti promised them to be regular. And they've not seen Bellotti since. So,
nah, that brother will come back.
Hopefully, it has to be different. I'm sure Bellotti should be okay right now. So I'll hit them up and see what's going on. But yeah, bro, come on. And I trust your analysis and whatnot. So thank you for this one, bro. I guess until Leipzig game. You see, the Leipzig game, it will be like an interview. You guys will be telling me how it went, literally. So I mean, I won't be able to say anything.
No one. Yeah, bro. Thanks for having me, my brother.
Bro. We rise by lifting others. All right, guys. Take care, bro. And anything you want to let the guys know? Anything you want to let anything? Any last words?
Last words are, you know, my brothers, my sisters out there, always listen to the podcast. Very entertaining, very insightful, you know. I'm not the only one that's gonna be on here, clearly. You know,
yeah, bro.
My brother's gonna have other people. But you know, even if he's the only one, come and listen to it. Open your ears. So whatever you are doing, it is no more important than this. No labels, guy. No labels. School. Just do what you are doing and listen to the podcast. Support the bro. Repost, you know, throw it out there. Even your father, your mommy, your daddy, get them to listen to the podcast. That's what we're on about. And that's what's going to happen.
Wow. Guys, you can see, bro. Enough said, basically. Do I have to tell you that this one is my bro? Do I have to tell you? Come on now. Come on, guys.
I've said what I can say. You can take a horse to the stream, but you can never force that horse to drink
water. For real.
Enough is a word for the wise.
Chino Achebe, calm down now. Just say back. Alright, bro. Thanks for this one, bro. And guys, it's been us from Sailors. That's that for now. And see you in a jiffy. Toodles!
Safe and that, brother.